You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And I went to go see a friend of mine in Indianapolis who owned a restaurant up there. And when I went to go see him, he was looking at me, and he's like, "You don't look too good." And I said, "Well, I got this lump coming out of the side of my stomach."
Oh,
and he says to my friend, my partner, why don't you go get the cards? I'm going to bring Tony to the hospital and get him checked out. So as we were walking through the emergency room, I collapsed.
Oh, my word.
In the emergency
room. The timing.
And they threw me on a gurney, and they found out that my kidney stopped working, and my ureter exploded, and I started bleeding internally.
So they did emergency surgery?
They did emergency surgery, 18 hours, reconstructed surgery, and I ended up with a urine bag.
Wow.
What happened?
You still have that now?
I still have my kidney.
Oh, you still have your kidney?
Yeah, but it took a month where my kidney started working again. I had to stay there.
Oh, so you don't have the bag now?
No.
Oh,
no.
So some people do.
But that was in 2005,
yeah.
And I had to stay in the hospital in Indianapolis, and then I ended up living there for a year in Indianapolis.
How'd you pay for the hospital bills?
Well, I ended up, the state, because I was homeless, the state picked up my hospital bills, Indiana State and Wishart Hospital at that time, picked up my bills, and they brought me back to health.
Now you're a taxpaying citizen working hard, and now you're paying back for that, right?
Yep, and then I got addicted to all kinds of pain medication because they were giving me pain.
That's where OxyContin came in?
OxyContin came in,
oh,
and also the vodka and the Oxy was a great mixture for me. So here I am working in my friend's restaurant, high all the time as a waiter to make ends meet, living with his sister.
Well, I know somebody said, she said, I had to fight. She said, the moment I took the first OxyContin, I knew I was addicted. Now, she did not get addicted and follow through, but she knew she had to fight it. I have no idea how good that stuff feels. I've never had it, but they say that it's quite a high.
Yeah, it is quite a high.
Yeah, and so you were addicted.
Oh, yeah, then you top it with vodka. It's a great high.
Yeah, no.
You know, that's what I was
doing.
But
the high with Jesus is far better.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what
we're going to talk
next?
About
okay.
that. So then I continue. My friend that was driving the truck passed away from pancreatic cancer. So his brother called me up and said, "Hey, why don't you come back to Florida and live with me? With my brother being gone, I'm lonely, and you're my best friend." So I met a girl in a bar one night drinking, and she was a truck driver. And I was dating her for a while, and she drove me back to Florida from Indiana. I left Indiana after a year. Actually, everybody didn't want me up there anymore. They wanted
Now, you married her?
No, I didn't marry her. Okay. They eventually threw me out of Indiana. They didn't want me up there anymore. They said, "Tony, you need to get out of here.
Indiana doesn't want me.
Yeah, that's
Lord,
right.
I can't go back there."
That's exactly what happened with me. They didn't want me there anymore, and I couldn't go back. So I ended up back down in Florida, and then I was living with my buddy, and it turns out that he was into smoking crack and selling Oxy. So I was back into the lion's den. Right back into the lion's den. So he ended up, I ended up selling and dealing and all this kind of stuff. And so this went on. And then when we get to 2007, and then I tried multiple times of suicide because of the darkness I was living in. And there were times that I did overdose and lived through the overdose.
Wow.
But in 2007, I had a brain aneurysm.
My word.
And I was standing in my friend's living room, and I felt a bomb go off inside my head.
Wow.
And the next thing I know, I was on a gurney in an ambulance getting rushed to the hospital, and they were yelling at me, "Could you hear me? Could you hear me?" And they said, "Something's going on," and I felt pain behind my eyeballs like somebody was taking knives and swords.
So you were bleeding in your brain.
Yeah, I didn't even know it.
It's amazing you lived.
So they brought me in and they did an emergency operation on me.
On your brain?
Yes, they operated on me and I went into—
Did they find anything?
What was left from all that stuff I was— No, you're right. I don't know what I had left up there with all the brain cells I was burning.
So they get in there and they save your life.
Well, actually, I went into a coma and was on life support. And I was in a coma for about a week.
Well, you know, people have realized now, your body shuts down. That's why they used to bury people alive. Well, he's not breathing, can't hear anything. The body goes into just almost like a death place where it heals. And I remember one time I hurt my back. I slept for 42 hours straight. Got up, I was fine. Well, except to get up to you and go to bed.
Well, I was on life support, and they were looking for my family to come pull the plug.
That was it.
Yeah, they just felt
so. Had the family been around,
no,
they may have
they
pulled,
would
the plug.
Have pulled the plug.
So you were 7 days in a coma.
Yep, and then I wake up, and I'm paralyzed from neck down and couldn't talk.
You're paralyzed?
Yeah, I was paralyzed from neck down and couldn't talk.
But yeah, you sit here as a normal man.
Yep. God taught me how to talk, walk and talk again.
You had to learn?
Yep, how to walk and talk again.
With therapists?
Yep. Yep. And God brought me back, and the gods, the doctors and the nurses said, nobody lives through the brain aneurysm that you had. You're a miracle.
God had another story for you.
Yes, he did. He kept saving my life. We're going to get to why that.
I want to get into that. We've done half of it with the negative. Let's get into the positive.
Let's get into the positive. So
the man comes to know Jesus. By the way, you can read all about addiction saved by the grace of God by Anthony
Marakovitz.
Okay. So available in bookstores everywhere, available at Amazon.com. Addiction saved by the grace of God. Also available to come and speak at your church if you want. But do you have a website yet for this?
No, I don't have a website.
Maybe
it just came out in 2 weeks.
Do you have a Facebook site?
I got a Facebook site.
And what's the name of it?
Addiction saved by the grace of God.
Great. Okay. Yeah. People can contact you through that. Okay.
The Anthony Marakovitz story is.
Yeah. Addiction saved by the grace of God. Okay. So let's get going here. Now, okay, what happens next?
So in 2012, I'm living with a guy. I left Joey's house. I couldn't live there no more. And I started going to a Catholic church. And while I was in this Catholic church, my landscaping boss was taking me there every morning to go to church. And I ended up...
I know a girl that used to be addicted to drugs. She's now been sober like 30 years. She said she used to go to the churches the mafia went to in New York City. And she'd sit behind them because the big mafiosa guys, they put multiple $100 bills in the pot, you know, out of guilt, and the guilt offering. And then she'd steal the $100 bills to go buy drugs. Oh, my word.
Oh, my Lord. I've heard it all. That was one.
Yeah. She's a lovely person now.
Yeah, so I ended up...
healed by the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is a healer. That's what this book is all about. Hope and how much God could heal you even when you're the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
But what happened was in 2012, I ended up living with a friend of mine, and I was going to that church for about 5 years, and... I ended up living with him, and one night I went into the bathroom to do my dirty, and I started throwing up blood.
Ooh.
And I went to the mirror to put water on my face, and I looked in the mirror, and I saw death. I saw a skeleton. I didn't see my face. I saw a skeleton.
And almost like a vision from above, you mean?
Yep. And I put those words into effect, God, please help me. I can't do this no more.
He's waiting for surrender.
Yep.
Happened to me on a couple of occasions.
Yep.
Finally, with your stupid male ego or your human ego, the pride of man.
The pride of man.
When you finally reach, by the way, I can't do this by myself. I've been here waiting for you.
Yeah.
So you say, God help me.
God help me.
What happens?
So then I ended up doing what I had to do, and I walk out of my bathroom at 5 o'clock in the morning. My friend that I was staying there with, who was very spiritual, said that the Holy Spirit woke him up and what's going on.
Really?
And I looked at him and I said, I'm sick when I'm using and I'm sick when I'm not using. I need help. And I just asked God to help me right now. I just add, God, please help me. And he said, why don't you go back to bed and I'll tell Greg you're not working today. So, of course, I stayed home and got high all day because that's what I do. And the next morning, I got in the car with my boss and my friend that I was living with. And I said, where are we going? Because we weren't going to get the truck and the trailer. And they said, well, we're going.
Intervention, I think.
Yes, we went to go see somebody in a program, and you're going into a program. And they brought me to.
And you didn't fight it.
No, I did not.
You were so broken, you were just surrendered.
I was ready to go. I surrendered it all.
I know.
I surrendered in that bathroom when I said, God, please help me.
It's something. It's like a moment of clarity when you know that you know. It's like when I got born again. That's what I said to him. I wasn't getting bored again. I said, oh, Lord, I believe in you. Okay, I take a chance. I was into Eastern religions. I'm 29. I said, okay, I believe you died on the cross and rose from the dead. Nothing happens. So, but the hound of heaven must have been on because I just go, okay, all right. Well, I said, I'm a fool to live without God. Okay, I believe you died on the cross for me. You rose from the dead, and I surrender the rest of my life to you. And the heavens opened up. And the joy of the Holy Spirit filled me up. And I said, this is what the black folks are talking about. I said, this is like joy. I thought happiness and joy were one and the same thing. No, this is joy, unspeakable joy.
Well, there, this is the first surrender. Wait until I tell you the second surrender. But yeah. What happened was I ended up into this program, which I'm going to say it's called Faith Farm Ministries.
Down the road here.
Yep.
And they make the things that they put the wooden things, right?
Well, they have thrift stores and everything.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
They used to make the pallets.
Oh, the pallets, yeah. That's the one in Okeechobee. They still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put the men to work.
So you end up
in Faith Farm Ministries.
Faith Farm Ministries in Fort Lauderdale.
Now, what is that? What's that like? Because I had my mother went to a place like that and got healed and had over 40 years of sobriety.
Yeah, I went
when she
there.
Died.
It was Pentecostal Christian, and I went there for 10 months.
Yeah.
And why
Pentecostal Christian. I mean, the Holy Spirit's welcome there.
Oh, yeah. But what happened with me is I got there October 26, 2012.
Yeah.
I get through November, and I get into December, and I get there, and I'm sober now, and it's still detoxing. Took me 5 months to detox. But December 24th showed up, and I got out of bed that morning, and a lot of people were gone because they went home to be with their families. They were allowed to for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I had nobody. And I started feeling the shame, the guilt, remorse for what I did. And
Isolation.
That day I was ready to throw the towel in.
Yeah.
I was ready to walk off the farm, grab a gallon of vodka,
it's
and go.
It's fellowship that saves us.
Right.
We all need fellowship. So God created us for fellowship.
Yep. Well, at that time, I was just ready to throw the towel in.
Yeah.
I was going to get a gallon of vodka across the street and go through jump all in front
this,
of the train.
And yet you're going to say, I just can't do it.
Right.
So what happens?
So as I'm walking off the farm, there was a van getting loaded up, and I ended up.
Tell that story. That's where the guy says, hey.
Yeah.
And he said, go on, tell the story.
Yeah, the guy was loading up a van with a bunch of upperclassmen, and he called me over, and he says, hey, where are you going? I said, I'm just taking a walk. He says, no, you're walking towards the gate. You're walking off the farm. I said, no, I'm taking a walk. He says, no, you're lying. He says, your name on this list? And I said, what list? He says, a list. And I said, for what? He goes, to go to Calvary Chapel. I go, what's that? He goes, it's a church. We're going for a Christmas service. I said, we got a church here. He says, no, we're going to Calvary. What's your name? So I give him my name. He goes, not on the list. I said, well, I guess I can't go. He goes, no, let me write it down. So he wrote it down, and he said, get on the bus, you're going. So I get on the bus with 25 guys. We go to Calvary Chapel.
Save your life.
Yep, again, second time, God intervenes.
On your way to commit suicide, the guy says, get in the truck. We're going to Calvary Chapel.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And I end up at Calvary Chapel, and I get out of the van with a bunch of guys, and I see hundreds of people going into this church, not knowing it's a mega church.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Does impossible is reaching out to make me whole. reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing.
Yes, you are Save Experience resurrection life.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Every time you lay your head down, you may not have got everything right that day, but when you lay your head down, you got to know these things. All he needs is faith. That's the currency.
No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
So long, politics, it's time to start being me. Take the chains off my lips, it's time to set my tongue free. Some might just turn their heads, but some will raise a fist. And you told me to stand, so I won't back down from this. They say there are no absolutes, but are they absolutely sure? In a world that tries to water you down, where beliefs cannot be spoken too loud, I'll stand for truth. Where they clean your way isn't wide enough, and they do their best just to cover you up, I'll stand for you. Hello, reality, it's time we embrace honesty. Teach me to speak the truth in love and with humility. You made a promise that you're coming back to earth. So, how selfish am I if I don't go tell the world? But could they all just be sincerely wrong? In a world that tries to water you down, where beliefs cannot be spoken too loud, I'll stand for truth. Where they claim your way isn't wide enough, and they do their best just to cover you up, I'll stand for you. They might remove your name from money, but you own it all the same. They kicked you out of school, that's funny, 'cause how could you go away in a land that's built upon your word? It's amazing you've been banned. To think that we control you is absurd. So for truth, I'm here to stand. In a world that tries to water you down, where beliefs cannot be spoken too loud, I'll stand. I'll stand for you.
the center of it all. It will always be, it's always been you,
Jesus.
Jesus,
nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the
That song is entitled Jesus at the Center, and it's right now 3:35 this afternoon at WCNO, your good news station. Chris Fogle, welcome. We just grabbed you out of the hall and brought you in here. We have some exciting things getting ready to happen right here on the Treasure Coast.
We really do, and we are just honored to have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn grace us on Thursday, May 2nd for the National Day of Prayer, which will be held at the Mid-Florida Event Center at 6 o'clock that evening. That address is 9221 Southeast Event Center Place in Port St. Lucie. And tickets are limited. You can get tickets on going to www.tccalliance.com or call or text this number, 772-324-9313. Tickets are available for a donation of $20 each. Seating's limited, so really looking forward to having people from all over the Treasure Coast come to a night of prayer and worship. It's going to be a powerful night, and then to have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn there to close us out, just going to be a powerful evening.
It's going to be tremendous. We had a call earlier from Fort Lauderdale. and someone was really wanting to come and was thinking maybe it was a little closer down that way. But listen, if you're down in Palm Beach or Broward, down south, even in the Miami area, this is going to be worth coming to. Grab two or three friends, carpool it, and get your tickets and plan on coming up here and joining us and being a part with us. Because as you know, Jonathan Kahn is going to bring a message that's for the body of Christ now. It's going to be, God just uses him.
You know, we were blessed to have him last year, and he did a book signing for the people that were there. And what was really nice is he took time with each person.
He did.
And but again, tickets are limited, so I encourage people to visit the website at www.tccalliance.com or to call or text 772-324-9313. The tickets are available for a donation of $20 each, and we would encourage people to act quickly as seats are limited.
They are limited, and they're going fast, and we're down to the last couple hundred or whatever.
That's
at
correct.
This point, so it's almost all gone. And I know a lot of people wait to the last minute, and so that was yesterday, but you can still get in today.
We can't promise there'll be tickets left at the door. We hope that there is, but
yeah,
that's why
that.
We're asking people to act now to make certain.
So make the call, go online to TCC Alliance.
Yes, it's www.tccalliance.com, or they can call or text 772-324-9313. And again, that TCC stands for Treasure Coast Christian, so it's tccalliance.com.
Yep, Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Yep. Chris, we want to thank you from WCNO for the Alliance being a partner with us here at WCNO, helps cover our expenses. And, you know, every month that comes in, and I know you and your family are strong supporters of us as well. So thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure, and WCNO is a blessing to not only my family, but to people all throughout the listening area. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks. Again, we thank you for listening this afternoon. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And I am going to roll a prayer that Jonathan Kahn lifted up over the state of Florida when he was with us in studio back a year ago. And lift that up because I really believe he had a bit of a heart, has a bit of a heart for our nation and, you know, and for our state as well. And so earlier we ended up getting cut off by our computer, but I wanted to roll his blessing over our state. And we're certainly looking forward to this event. And please plan to be with us. Also keep in mind that following later in September, later in the year in September, we already have confirmed that Paul Wilbur is going to be coming to be with us here on the Treasure Coast. And Paul Wilbur is going to bring many others with him. And we'll tell you more about that as we have an interview with him that will be coming up after the National Day of Prayer as we start preparing for the September event. But we're also looking forward to that, calling the East Coast of Florida and our state to just stand with Israel in prayer, stand with God's covenant people. And so Paul Wilbur's another great brother, a great psalmist in the community of faith, and we look forward to that. All right, let's go now to Jonathan Kahn's prayer, and of course, we'll get back to our music this afternoon. God bless you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Trust that you're planning to get together maybe with the body of Christ this evening. A lot of churches have Bible studies and home groups. And get into the Word. Connect with the body. Be involved. Fulfill your part. And let's see the kingdom of God advance. God bless.
Lord, we just thank you for the work of WCNO, Lord. Lord, ask your great anointing on it, Lord, that you would expand, Father, its harvest, Lord. We ask that you would anoint, Father, everything that goes forth from here, Lord, to touch lives, to save lives, to Lord, strengthen your people, to prepare your people, Father. Lord, we ask that you anoint everyone who was part, Lord, your hand from Jonathan onward, Father, everyone, Lord, we ask your anointing on every word that goes forth, Lord. We ask your anointing on all that is done around it to make it happen, Lord. Father, we ask that you do a great work in Florida, Lord. We ask your hand upon this state that you have used, Lord, and that you have touched, Lord. Father, we ask for great, Lord, revival, Lord, and use this station, Father, to bring revival, Lord. Lord, we ask your spirit, Father, inhabit every chamber here, every room, every function, Lord. And we ask, Lord, Lord, that you would, Lord, accomplish your will, Lord, not only for Florida, but it would touch America and would touch the world, Lord. Father, we ask for great and mighty things that we know not of, Lord. You've given that promise. And so we call to you, Lord. And Father, we ask that you would do beyond, above and beyond anything we have planned, anything we have imagined, anything that we have thought of, Lord. Do great and mighty things, Lord. And Lord, touch everyone listening, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord, your hand upon Florida, your hand upon the believers, Father. Strengthen them, Lord. Make them powerful, mighty, Lord. Lord, as a city on a hill to America, amen. Father. And Lord, we ask, amen. Father, for, Lord, Lord, many salvations, Father, for the lost, Lord, for those all around, Father, who need you, Lord. Lord, we just praise you, Father, and I ask your blessing that you gave would rest upon this station, Lord. And I give your blessing. Yivarechecha Adonai, vayishmerecha, ya'er Adonai panavalecha vichunecha, yisa Adonai panavalecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless this station. The Lord keep it in the center of his will and his power. The Lord cause his face to shine upon this place. The Lord pour out his grace upon it. And the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Eternal, lift up his glory upon this station. And the Lord give his shalom, life, fullness, peace, all the blessings of his love. B'Shem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, Or HaOlam, the light of the world, Uchvod Yisrael, the glory of Israel, Bahari Yehuda, and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.
O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing. Count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam, lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home. So we pray for the people.
we will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, O sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. And I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. I will gather you under my wings. I will bring you all back home. Oh, I will bring you all back home again. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you. When Jesus comes, let today be the day. Come for the weak and the strong just the same, and all will believe in the power of his name. And come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you.
This world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. One day you'll come and we'll stand face to face. Come and lay it all down. 'Cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed. Rivers of grace. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need.
His feet, my Savior of that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise, oh Lord our God. Oh. Then on the third and break of dawn, the Son of Heaven
and I will rise among the saints. My gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Let's sing it again. He shall return. He shall return in roars of white. Hey! The blaze.